Armstrong looks at second base in the 0-1. Down and away, it's one ball and one strike. Inning began with a single from Jackson Churiel. A four-hit night for Jackson. An intentional walk, one batter later to Contreras. 1-1. That is a little low with a fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Adames just struck out. Now Sanchez trying to deliver with a clutch two-out hit. He's been good in this spot over the course of this year. 2-1 is low. Three balls and one strike. Trevor McGill has joined Devin Williams, getting loose in that bullpen. That would be in case Gary Sanchez engages the launch sequence here. 3-1. Popped up foul and out of play first base side. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Feels like every Brewers hitter has been in a full count over the last couple of innings. Gary taps the plate with his bat, and now he'll call timeout. Collects himself for a brief moment, now ready to resume. Armstrong looking in. He's set at the belt and the pitch. And a called third strike on Sanchez. Sanchez thought it was low. He is arguing with home plate umpire Brian Walsh, but he strikes out and the inning is over. Brewers had an opportunity to grow that lead, but strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Devin Williams coming on. A 6-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com.
Summer sizzles at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on Barnett Lake. Hi, Big G here from 90EQ Country, and this is my kind of place with an expansive four-page menu and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet served every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 11:30. Open 7 days a week with great nightly specials including pork and dumplings on Monday, chicken and ribs on Sunday, German fare on Thursday, and clean-cut prime rib on Saturday. All served with soup and salad bar. See you soon at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, located on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalongan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, a city of 98.3 Q Country.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Q Country.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Daisy was abandoned and placed in foster care at 15 years old.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had a hole in my heart, but when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers lingering in foster care, like Daisy, who need a safe, permanent home now. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Worga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Worga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
1-2 pitch. Nearly hit him. It did. Change up, and it hit Contreras, and the leadoff man is aboard for St. Louis. So it gets the tying run to the plate right out of the gate. So Contreras aboard, and now it will be Jose Fermín. Fermín took over at second base after Lucan Baker hit the home run in a pinch hit spot for Brendan Donovan. And the first pitch from Williams caught the inside corner with a changeup. That was a generous call. Devin will take it. It's 0-1. Devin wants a new baseball. He'll throw that one out of play. And Brian Walsh gives Contreras a new one to throw out to Williams. Fermín, just a 130 hitter. Devin kicks the leg in the pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup. One ball and one strike. Brewers looking for their seventh consecutive victory here tonight. It would be their eighth in a row in St. Louis, dating back to last September. They've already won the season series. 1-1. Lined into right. That's going to get down in front of Frelick. Should be extra bases for Fermín. Contreras going to be held at third. Fermín into second with a double. And the Cardinals are set up here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They've got the tying run in scoring position and the winning run coming to the plate, and it's Nolan Arenado. Now what do you do if you're the Brewers? You have first base open, but you got a righty up there in Arenado. Do you want to try and set up a potential double play? I don't know that you want to put the winning run on base. And it looks like the Brewers are going to pitch to Arenado here with Lars Nootbaar in the on-deck circle. We got Contreras at third, Fermín at second. Devin brings home the first pitch, and that nearly hit Arenado. He just got out of the way of that changeup. And it's 1-0. Having a little difficulty commanding the changeup so far for Devin. He walked a high wire last night and got out of it. Can he do it again for a second consecutive night? 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike on a changeup, and it's 1-1. Devin last night had the bases loaded with one out, then got back-to-back strikeouts to get out of it. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's 1-2.
I think the good thing for Devin tonight, he's got a two-run lead to work with as opposed to just the one run yesterday, so you don't care about the man at third right now.
That's right. Trevor McGill is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Arenado went after a changeup down in the dirt. And a huge ortho ASAP strikeout for Devin Williams. And now the Brewers in the exact same situation they were in last night when they intentionally walked Nootbaar to get to Goldschmidt. What will they do tonight? They may pitch to him tonight. And that is the case. First pitch to Nootbaar is high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Pat Murphy said after the game, he said, I never thought I would walk somebody to get to Goldschmidt. It worked out, but I'm not sure I would ever do it again. Something just didn't feel right about that, even in spite of Goldschmidt's struggles. 1-0 pitch. And that changeup missed low. It's two balls and no strikes. Devin looks back at second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that is hit foul off the end of the bat behind home plate. It's 2-1. And the other thing about all of that is the calculus is different because it's a two-run lead and not a one-run lead. So that certainly factors into everything, too. Two balls and one strike, the count here. Devin kicks, delivers, and he missed up and away with a fastball at 3-1. Newt Barr tonight, 1-for-4, had a single back in the fourth. Williams 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Chased an elevated fastball at 94, and the count is full at 3-2. Brewers and Cardinals have played quite a baseball game here tonight. Brewers trying to hold on. 3-2. And that one missed. Pat Murphy barking out of the dugout. It missed a little bit low. And Newmar earns the walk, and the bases are loaded for Goldschmidt. Probably got that one right, but it's just been a little bit inconsistent at times tonight, especially with that pitch at the bottom of the zone. So now the bases are loaded for Goldschmidt. Williams brings home the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after a changeup. It's 0-1. Goldschmidt a definite double play candidate if he could hit one on the ground. Chance to turn two and get out of here. A one pitch. Down in the dirt. Good. Stopped by Contreras. That was the airbender again. It's 1-1. Devin, after throwing 17 pitches last night, has thrown 19 tonight. And now we'll have a pinch runner. Victor Scott II is going to run at first base. He is the winning run, so that makes sense for St. Louis. Because Scott has some definite speed. One ball and one strike on Goldschmidt. One out. Bases loaded. Williams looks back at second. Brings home the pitch. And chopped foul at the plate. And it's 1-2. You've got Carpenter in the on-deck circle. Devin has had to earn all the saves he's been able to collect so far this year. And that is the case again here tonight. 1-2 pitch. Up and in and nearly hit Goldschmidt. He got out of the way. Fastball at 94. It buzzed the tower. It's 2-2. Not sure that was a purpose pitch. I don't think he meant to miss like that. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that one missed low with a changeup. And those are some tough takes from Newt Barr, the batter before, and now Goldschmidt. Nowhere to put him. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Big moment right here at Busch Stadium. Devin looks back at second. And the 3-2 pitch. And locked him up and got him with a changeup. Called third strike, Devin Williams, cold-blooded. Gets the second out of the inning. And now the bases remain loaded for Matt Carpenter. What a pitch on 3-2 from Devin Williams. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And it comes down to this again for the second consecutive night. Bases loaded, two outs. Can Williams finish it off? Carpenter, 0-for-3 tonight. He homered in last night's game off the bench. Williams, first pitch. Missed outside with a changeup. It's 1-0. the veteran, the longtime St. Louis Cardinal, Matt Carpenter. Devins 1-0. And that missed outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. So he has fallen behind a Carpenter here. Again, the tying run is at second base. The winning run is at first base. It's a 6-4 Brewers lead in the ninth. Williams 2-0 pitch. And that missed high. And it goes to 3-0 on Carpenter. Pat Murphy asking Brian Walsh, where was that? Might have been a touch high, a touch outside. It's a close pitch. Now 3-0 on Carpenter. Williams brings home the pitch. And missed down and in. He walked him. So now the tying run 90 feet away. Winning run in scoring position. And a bases loaded walk to Carpenter on 4 pitches. And it's a 6-5 ball game, and it'll be Williams versus Tommy Pham. Pat Murphy communicating with Devin Williams from the dugout. Devin's at 27 pitches. As he steps off and takes a look at third base, where Fermin is. First pitch to Pham. It's down and away. It's 1-0. You've got major speed at second base, too, with Scott. Keep that in mind. That is the tying run. I should say that is the winning run at second base. Devin looks back at second. The pitch missed outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Devin having a hard time finding that strike zone right now. He's walked 2 in the inning. He's hit a batter. And he gave up a double to Fermin. Pitch. And he missed up and away. It's 3 balls and 0 strikes. On Tommy Pham. You've got Trevor McGill getting loose in the bullpen. This is probably it for Devin. He's at 30 pitches. Brewers either win this game here or Williams out of the game. 3-0 missed inside. He walked him. We're tied at 6. Another bases loaded walk. Back-to-back bases loaded walks. And the Cardinals have the bases still loaded. And Pat Murphy on his way out of the dugout. With Trevor McGill getting loose in the bullpen. And Pat Murphy staring in at Brian Walsh as he makes his stroll out to the mound. Pat Murphy now takes the ball from Devin Williams. And Trevor McGill's coming into this game. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Tied at 6. Bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, 2 outs for St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow. Into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Six to six ball game here, bottom of the ninth inning. Pat Murphy's been ejected. Pat Murphy, after he welcomed Trevor McGill into this game, started walking back towards the dugout, looking in at Brian Walsh. And I think Pat Murphy was pretty much resigned to the fact that he was going to get ejected. He had been barking for a while at Brian Walsh, and Brian Walsh very quick to ask him to leave this game. So now Chad Fairchild is chatting with Pat Murphy. Ricky Weeks is there as well. And Chad Fairchild's letting Pat Murphy, to Chad Fairchild's credit, he's letting him vent a little bit right now and get his thoughts in. Now Pat Murphy barking at Brian Walsh a little bit more because Brian Walsh just really didn't even want to talk to him. He tossed him and essentially walked away from him. So Pat Murphy has been ejected. We've had a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. So Pat Murphy will exit this game, and the bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, and Mason Wynn is the batter that Trevor McGill will face here. No margin for error for Trevor. 36th appearance, his first outing back from the injured list. First pitch to Wynn is a little high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Wynn has had a good night. He's 3-for-5. And now Brian Walsh out from behind home plate, holding up play. He's waiting for, I suppose, the Brewers dugout to clear out in terms of Pat Murphy, but I didn't see him down in there. Now we're ready to resume. Here's the 1-0 from McGill. Swing and a foul back into the net, and it's 1-1. Brewers won an extra inning game here in St. Louis earlier this year. They're hoping for that opportunity here tonight. Something's going to give with this at bat. 1-1 to Wynn. Chopper towards second. Big hop for Terang. Fields throws to first in time. And to the 10th inning we go in St. Louis. This game couldn't end any other way. We've had quite a game here in St. Louis tonight. Tied at 6 as we go to the 10th on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys!
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier TriClean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Tied at six. Nine innings was not enough tonight in St. Louis. We go to the 10th inning. Ryan Helsley will take over on the mound for St. Louis. Eric Haas will run for Gary Sanchez here. And back in on the mic, here's Josh Maurer.
Okay, thank you very much, Lane. What a ball game. Helsley is going to face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Brewers' order, starting with Rhys Hoskins. And as you said, Lane, Gary Sanchez, who was supposed to be the automatic runner, Eric Haas, the only man left on the bench, is going to run for him. He will be the fifth player to occupy the number 6 spot on the lineup card tonight. How about that? So Haas at second, and the pitch missed outside from the National League saves leader, Ryan Helsley. Hoskins has walked the last 3 times he's batted. Helsley's a flamethrower, the 1-0. Chopped foul to the backstop. 1-1. Ryan Helsley this season, 4-4 in 51 outings with 38 saves. A 2.61 earned run average for St. Louis. The pitch, swing and a miss. 99 mile an hour elevated fastball, and Rhys couldn't catch up. He's behind 1-2. This is the spot where the situation says you got to do anything you can to hit the ball to the right side. Get that runner to third base. Frelick on deck, 1-2. Strike 3 called, right at the knees. 100 miles an hour from Helsley, and Hoskins is rung up. Big first out. Then now here comes Sal Frelick to take his turn against Ryan Helsley. He's the 7th Cardinal to pitch tonight. Sean Armstrong retired, the only man he faced to end the 9th. Haas at second, the pitch, swinging a line drive to short on a hop. It's going to be played by Mason Wynn. Runner takes off for third, and Wynn is content to let him go there. He'll throw out Frelick at first. There are 2 outs. That was what the Brewers were hoping for from the previous batter. But a ground out on one hop to short. Wynn was positioned up the middle, and that's exactly where Frelick hit the baseball. And so with 2 out, and perhaps the game in the balance, in a 6-6 tie, here comes Joey Ortiz, who's driven in 3 runs tonight. Go-ahead run is 90 feet away. Helsley's pitch, high and away, ball 1. The last 3 times he's batted, Ortiz has hit a deep sac fly. Drawn a walk and lined a go-ahead 2-run double off the left center field fence. That was back in the 8th. 1-0. Taken for a strike with a slider. Knee-buckling pitch, 1-1. In the bottom of the 10th inning, the Cardinals have 2, 3, and 4 in their order due. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 99 miles an hour, elevated heat. Ortiz couldn't catch up, and now Helsley is a strike away from going 1-2-3 in the 10th. Ortiz tries to battle the 1-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball that already struck him out. And that ends the inning. Helsley just dominant and overpowering, and puts his team in a position to win the game. But we go to the bottom of the 10th. Trevor McGill, who had faced just the 1 batter to end the 9th, he's going back to the mound for the Brewers. He'll have to strand the runner to keep the game going. We're tied at 6 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof, because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist,
we have lift off,
or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we can get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. Right now, it's our summer farm sale, which means unbeatable prices on trusted brands. Like $90 off DeWalt 6-foot welded storage racks, 3-ton Laren garage floor jacks, only $174.99, and performance tool automotive grease guns and specialty tools, 20% off. Plus, we've been working with our brand partners to get prices down. So shop our new, lower everyday prices throughout the store at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten,
zero guilt,
and just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store. Pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss.
Bliss is more. More.
But Trevor McGill is given the unenviable task of trying to strand Mason Wynn. He'll be the inherited automatic runner at second base to begin the bottom of the 10th inning. It's 6-6. Cardinals have Burleson, Wilson Contreras, and Jose Fermin due to try to get him home. If he scores, the game is over. Here's Alec Burleson. Corner infielders are pinched in, expecting a bunt. Before the first pitch to Burleson, McGill wheels and looks back towards second. Burleson did not indicate as if he was going to sacrifice. Now the first pitch. Flied into left field. Chorio going back and into the gap, reaches out and makes the catch. The runner tags. Headed for third. Throw is not in time. And Burleson got the job done. Good base running by Mason Wynn to get the winning run to within 90 feet of home plate. It was a well-struck baseball by Burleson. Now he hit it to left, which is a spot where sometimes a runner on second will not try to advance. However, Wynn, who has great speed, decided to take the gamble. And as Churio made the catch backtracking, he didn't have much of a chance to throw him out at third. So the winning run with one out is at third base. Brewers will not deal with Wilson Contreras. They intentionally walk him. Then you got Jose Fermin just back up to the major leagues today when they option Nolan Gorman. He has a chance to be the hero. 6-6 game, runners on the corners. McGill's first pitch to Fermin is down and away, ball one. Cardinals were down to their final out last inning, trailing by two, but Devin Williams uncharacteristically lost the strike zone. Walked two batters to tie it on eight pitches. The 1-0 to Fermin. High fastball, he takes it. 100 miles an hour from Trevor, but it's 2-0. Now, Fermin was in the middle of that rally last inning. He was the second batter against Devin, and he hit an opposite field double. That was the only hit of the ninth. Now Fermin tries to win it. Infield comes in. 2-0 pitch. In at the knees. Called a strike. 99 miles an hour, 2-1. Brewers don't care about the runner at first, Wilson Contreras. They care about Mason Wynn at third base. One out. The 2-1 pitch. Fermin took high and away, and it's 3-1. Trevor McGill has done this before, in fact, in an extra innings game in Minnesota right after the All-Star break. He stranded that automatic runner to keep the game going, the game the Brewers would ultimately win in 12. Tied at 6. 3-1 pitch coming. Fermin takes down and away, ball 4. He has walked and the bases are loaded. Now Fermin is the guy they wanted to go after, but they couldn't. And now it's bases loaded for Nolan Arenado with Chris Hook, the pitching coach, out of the dugout to visit McGill. It's been a wild game, literally and figuratively. Brewers have walked 8 times. How about the Cardinals have now walked 5 times in the last 2 innings, the 9th and the 10th. And a Pottawatomie sportsbook trip to the mound. Well, Arenado's coming up there. The discussion is going to be about how do you attack him and also how do you deal with the infield. And you wonder, Lane, do you play him back at double play depth? If Arenado hits a ground ball at somebody, you could try to turn two. That'd be a gamble because if you don't get him, then the game is over. So yeah, we'll see what they play it.
It's a really tough call. I think they'll keep him in.
And that's exactly what Ricky Weeks, the acting manager now with Pat Murphy ejected. And the rest of the staff, they elect to bring him in. All the way around on the infield. Arenado coming up. 2-for-4 with a walk tonight. The 8-time All-Star. Tie game at 6. The first pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased 99 up the ladder, and it's nothing and one. Arenado has year in and year out been a thorn in the side of the Brewers. Can they get him here? The 0-1 pitch. Flied into right field, slicing over into the corner. Game's over if it's fair, but it's not. It landed in the netting down the right field line, foul. And it's strike two on Arenado. Now McGill can pitch for the punch out. Three men are on. 6-6 game. McGill's 0-2 pitch. Very high, and Arenado did not chase. 100 miles an hour. 1-2. How about this for being thrown right back into the fire coming off of the injured list? McGill having to get out of a bases loaded jam to end the ninth and keep the game going. They're now trying to strand the automatic runner in the 10th. 1-2 on Arenado, the pitch. Drilled into deep left field. It is hooking. It's towards the line. Is it fair? It is fair. It's gone. It's a walk-off grand slam by Nolan Arenado. And the Cardinals score 6 over the final 2 innings. They walk off the Brewers 10-6 the final tonight. They were down to a final out in the ninth against the great Devin Williams. But the 2 walks were the biggest part of this comeback. And then in the bottom of the 10th against Trevor McGill. It went fly out, walk, walk, grand slam by Nolan Arenado. 10-6 St. Louis, so the winning streak for the Brewers ends at 6 games, their longest winning streak of the year. Tough one to swallow, but still, the Brewers in great shape if you look at the overall big picture. But man, Arenado just does it again to the Brewers' lane. That was his 23rd career home run against Milwaukee, and it's a walk-off salami.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. And the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, the Brewers had a couple of leads in this one. Couldn't hold on to them. St. Louis ends up winning in 10, and the Brewers and Cardinals will play a rubber match tomorrow.
Yeah, Arenado with a walk-off grand slam and the winning runs in the bottom of the 10th against McGill. But you knew that once it left the bat, if it was fair, the game was over. So the question of whether or not it was a home run was somewhat irrelevant. It was fair, and the home run just a bonus for St. Louis in this 10-6 victory. Trevor McGill is charged with the loss. He's 0-3. Helsley did the great work in the top of the 10th to get the win. He went 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts, and that really made the difference. Helsley is 5-4 on the year.
Well, that's going to do it for our game broadcast tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow with the On Deck Show built by Menards at 12:40. The game will follow at 1:15, the finale of this three-game series. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the crew. Miles Michaelis will go for St. Louis. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Griddle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Again, the final in 10 innings, Cardinals 10 and the Brewers 6. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. you could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 Win Fest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Loyalty, family, few things are more important. This is WTMJ's Steve Scafidi. Yet another strong storm rolled through Oak Creek in South Milwaukee, causing actual damage at my house. Thankfully, I knew exactly what to do. I called my friends Jeff and Jake at Loyal Family Renovations, and Jeff came by to assess the damage. If your home has suffered storm damage, don't leave it up to the out-of-towners. Loyal Family is family-owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today for a free damage inspection, and they'll help make your home remodeling dreams a reality. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Rural Route 1 Popcorn. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip, purchase any Rural Route 1 popcorn with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Rural Route 1 Popcorn. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Rural Route 1 Popcorn, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Walk-off grand slam home run. You don't see that very often, but that's what the Cardinals got in the bottom of the 10th inning from the great Nolan Arenado. And the Cardinals stunned the Brewers. They were down to their final out, trailing 6-4 in the bottom of the 9th. But they end up scoring 6 runs thereafter and win it 10-6. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. Truly a sports fan's paradise. So the winning streak is over. It had reached 6 games, the longest in almost the full calendar year for the Brewers, and they thought they were about to get to 7, especially with Devin Williams on the mound up to. But everybody is human, and Devin just lost his command there with 2 out in the bottom of the 9th. Facing veterans Matt Carpenter and Tommy Pham, that's when the game, in my opinion, was lost. First, he walked Carpenter on 4 pitches, then he walked Pham on 4 pitches. 8 pitches, 2 bases loaded walks. And a win became a tie game, and then once it got into the 10th, Brewers had to deal with the great Ryan Helsley. They couldn't touch him. And Trevor Megill gave up a couple of walks in front of the grand slam by Nolan Arenado. The Brewers came into the day with an 11.5 game lead in the division over the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs lose at home to Detroit 8-2. So that means that the Cardinals are back in second place with this victory. They are 11 games behind the Brewers in the Central Division standings after that loss by Chicago, a rare one of late. They had Jameson Taillon on the mound. And Texas beat Pittsburgh 1-0 on a walk-off hit this afternoon by Wyatt Langford, the rookie. That was a game that Paul Skeens, the great Pirates rookie pitcher, was skipped on his turn in the rotation in favor of Domingo Herman. You figure you might see more of that for Skeens coming down the stretch with the Pirates now essentially out of contention. 10-inning final score, St. Louis 10-6. The Brewers ended up with some pretty good work in the bullpen to get to the point where Williams could have gotten this save after Tobias Myers only went 4 innings tonight. They had 11 ortho ASAP strikeouts as a team, but then again it was Williams and Megill at the back end that just couldn't seal the deal. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. More scores when we come back
You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey there, Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury have a recall? Are you unsure if it does? With our mobile service division, we can take in the dealership out of the inconvenience. We know you have a busy life and don't always have the time to bring your vehicles in for needed services such as a recall, oil change, or wiper blades. Whether you are at home, the workplace, or on a job site, with our mobile service van, we come to you instead. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to schedule.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Worgas Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worgas, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Worga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Worga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Results. Cardinals score 6 runs over the final 2 innings. And they win it 10-6 in 10. We'll get you the recap on highlights coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
When you drive up to Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin, you'll see the largest selection of summer Hollywood outdoor furniture in the Northwoods. Then you'll wander inside to see their unique up north style furniture by Bestcraft and high quality therapeutic mattresses and bedroom sets. Finish off your room with their beautiful selection of accessories from outside to inside. Northwoods Accents furniture, mattresses, and more has you covered. Northwoods Accents, Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin, and see them on Facebook too.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Easter Sunday, Father Carr's Place to Be has its Easter Day dinner. If you'd like to help out or are in need, call 920-231-2378.
This message made possible by the following businesses.
Nofke Lumber, a yard of good lumber. Nofke is a third-generation family-owned lumber yard in Oshkosh. Call 920-235-3080 today.
Need cinematic for your local business? Mirrorless Productions, the video production company that puts clients in motion. Visit their website, mirrorlessprod.com.
North Central Construction Company, a better construction experience. Multi-family owned commercial and general contractor. Check them out at nccbuilds.com. Brand design, packaging graphics, pre-media services, and display graphics all from one company. It's OEC Graphics. Visit oecgraphics.com.
Offering only the highest quality laser engraving services on wood and acrylic products. Call LaserMark 1-800-216-3900.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Contreras turns first. He's on his way to second with an RBI double. We are tied at two.
3-0 hanging breaking ball. So a brand new game, and that's where we stood going into the seventh inning, and there were some command issues for Ryan Fernandez, the reliever. He walked two of the three he faced and was removed in place of JoJo Romero. Romero then gave up a bunt single to Bryce Terang. That loaded the bases. Again, Jackson Churio came through. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive in the left field. Jackson's got a base hit. In from third, Hoskins right behind him. Joey Ortiz to the plate. No throw home. Churio's got a two-run go-ahead single in the seventh. The Brewers lead it for the first time tonight. It's 4-2. But that would be short-lived because in the bottom of the seventh, Brian Hudson made a rare mistake. Pinch hitter Lucan Baker, first major league at bat of the year, hit a game-tying two-run homer. And it was 4-4 into the eighth. But then after Romero issued a leadoff walk, Andrew Kittredge came in and four straight battles worked a full count. The batters battled to get a full count against Kittredge. Ended up with two on base and two outs and a 3-2 pitch coming to Joey Ortiz.
The 3-2 to Ortiz. Runners in motion. Driven out to left center field. This is going to plug the gap and hit off the wall. One run is in. Hoskins around third. He will score. Joey Ortiz delivers with a two-run double. And the Brewers back on top 6-4 here in the eighth.
A three RBI night for Ortiz. He began the night as our guest on the On Deck show. It was a big game for Joey. And it looked like that would be the winning hit, especially when we got into the bottom of the ninth and Devin Williams was out there. But Devin, after having that really tough save yesterday, he just didn't have his command. You could tell when he hit Wilson Contreras to lead off that inning. Then there was a double by Jose Fermin. It was second and third, nobody out. You thought Devin could escape it. He had two strikeouts with a walk sandwiched in between. So his bases loaded, two out, leading 6-4. But then Devin threw eight straight pitches out of the strike zone, walking Matt Carpenter and Tommy Pham to tie the game. Trevor McGill got out of that to send us into the 10th, but those were really the two big batters of the game because the Brewers couldn't do anything in the top of the 10th against Ryan Helsley. And in the bottom of the 10th, McGill, after getting an out, walked to an Arenado. Hit a walk-off grand slam into the seats in left field. Nolan Arenado hitting his 23rd career home run against the Brewers. And a 10-6 win. Six runs in the final two innings for St. Louis. We'll get you ready for the rubber match of the series tomorrow afternoon. It's coming up fast. Tell you about the pitching matchup and go down on the farm next. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now 715-767-5263 or email them sforkelectric@gmail.com.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Oshkosh Air Support AM 1100, 98.3 FM, is asking our community to help out and support Father Carr's Place to Be. Father Carr's Place to Be, located at 1062 North Kohler Street in Oshkosh, is offering their annual Easter Day eat-in meal from noon to 1 p.m. at the Mother Teresa Center. No reservation required. Home deliveries are from 10:30 a.m. to noon. Call 920-231-2378 if you know someone in need or would like to make a monetary donation. 920-231-2378.
Thank you to the following business sponsors for making this ad possible. Family owned for over 60 years, Spellman's Marina provides unprecedented boat sales, winterizing, and repairs by certified technicians. Spellman's Marina in Oshkosh.
Helping business organizations produce podcasts, The Venture Project. Visit them online, theventureprojectoshkosh.com.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier?
Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. A show of Minnesota pride on this third night of the convention. John Legend and Sheila E.